Hey, welcome to Therapy Sessions, the podcast where we turn up the volume on mental health conversations. It's all powered by Happy Jack Entertainment, a pioneering entertainment company that uses music and media to champion mental health. Now, each episode features conscious conversations with guests who share their personal experiences with mental health challenges and the strategies they use to manage them. This podcast right here is your sanctuary for meaningful dialogues that inspire change. So join us for captivating interviews, eye-opening discussions, and a community that is committed to breaking stigmas and fostering a more inclusive world. What's up? I'm your host, Maxwell. So all you got to do is tune in to Therapy Sessions and be a part of the movement that's making mental health a conversation we can all be a part of. Let's talk about the music now and how that translates into the music. And yeah, as the world knows, I mean, that was a song that kind of, that got a lot of eyes and ears to your sound. But I mean, that clearly wasn't the first. It's not the last. Obviously, there's been so many other songs. I just recently Say Goodbye. But, how special is it to use that as the foundation? You know what I mean? That's just the beginning part. You know, that record was a song that was just like, you know, the Salt Bay, you know, that's all, you guys are just getting a little bit.
Yeah,
now.
It just get a little bit.
Yeah. So to have that be the foundation, how cool is that for you?
It's amazing. And I feel like I needed that because it truly, I found my purpose in what I'm doing. And otherwise I was just doing music and I was doing it for myself and I didn't see the bigger picture really. And it was when I got that video back from the refugee camp, made me cry. Me and Maria were together and I was just like, wow, this is how big it is. That's how big it is. And I'm like, this is why I'm actually doing it. It's not for me. It's like selfishly a little bit. Yeah. Like I've always wanted to do this when I was younger, but there's a bigger message behind it. And it's that it's people singing my song in the refugee camp I was born in. Like that's how massive it is to me. That's how big it is. And that is my purpose. And that's what drives me so much. And I want to give back to my mom that was the one that actually got us out, you know. So it's everything I do is for other people. Like when I write music, I love the process and I feel it, but when I put it out into the world and I get messages back to being like, this really helped me, and that's truly makes everything so worth it. And that's the reason I feel like I do it. And where do we go from here really set that Dude. Foundation up for me.
To let everybody know who's watching, thank you for being a part of the pod. We got Nori. My name is Max Wilson, Therapy Session Podcast, Happy Jack Records. You're a part of the family, which is something that is just truly amazing and special. And to know that you are on this mission of utilizing a platform for something that is, you know, bigger than music. But you get to follow your dream. You get to do what you love to do, creating songs. That are so heartfelt, that are so intimate and vulnerable. Is it hard to go to those spaces when you're writing and creating and in the studio having to relive, or then years later having to sing a song from a heartbreak or a disappointment? Like what's that like as an artist to go through those emotions?
Honestly, I personally love it. I love it so much. Only because I truly feel like my gift comes out the most when I am as vulnerable as possible. And that's where it really shines through. And reliving those moments for me, I don't really hold on to anything that's happened before, but I know how to tap into it without it really dragging me down or anything like that. But that, I feel like that's where the magic is. And that's where I feel like I can be the most vulnerable. So when I don't talk about it to people, I feel like in the studio, I can be vulnerable and let it out. So that's almost my release.
All right. That's your release. That's what other things do you do to I guess, you know, as a release? Like, are you a yoga person? Are you you know what I mean? Do you go outside and scream at the top of your lungs to get rid of the energy? You said you like to work out, you do the home workouts and stuff. What are some of those things that you do that help you kind of stay, you know, centered in your space and feel your best?
Well, I feel like being out in the nature, going on hikes and just being out there, it just makes you feel so small. Makes your everything else so small. And you're like, wow, it's not really that freaking serious. It really is. Nothing's that serious. It really isn't. It's just be a good person in life. And that is the key. And that's literally the key of life, is being kind to people. And that's it. That's what makes me feel good.
It's crazy to think that the concept is really that simple, but we convolute it with all these extra things when it's just just be kind, be willing
just
to listen.
Be kind, listen. And even when someone's having a bad day, just know it has nothing to do with you. And it's literally somebody else is going through something. So just if you be kind though, it could literally change that person's day. And it's not that serious sometimes. It's not that serious. And not to take everything so personally.
Who in your life is that person that is, the friend, the confidant, the person that you love to listen to and is there to listen to you as well when you're just like, girl, or you're like, dude, like who is that person?
I would say I'm very close with my family. So I would say my whole family, but yeah. Maria definitely is that person.
Maria
is my manager / my best friend. Like she, I tell her everything. So it's always good to have her listen whenever I need someone.
Yeah, she's a part of the family too. For those that are wondering who is this other gem, this other unicorn? Yeah, she's the goat. And we were also mentioning before this all started popping off. Obviously, again, you're in Dubai and here in New York, but she's hopefully going to be out there soon to be near you. How, how important is it to have a person to listen? I mean, I know it sounds like a pretty stupid question, but you know what I mean? To have that rock to lean on, that person to listen to, that, friend that you could pick up the phone and say, girl, no matter what time of the day or night.
No matter what time it is. I feel like it's so important. You have to have at least one person and just because if you don't, then you're stuck with yourself and your own thoughts and you don't have any outside perspective on whatever it is that you're going through. So I feel like you really do need to get advice from someone that you trust, someone that is always there no matter what. And that's just hurt for me.
Trust is a big word. Are you a person that trusts easily? Does it take a little bit of time to earn Nuri's trust? Where do you think you are on a scale if it's like 1 to 10 with your trustworthiness?
Well, I think it depends. Depends on what type of trust and from who. So it's like with someone like Maria, for example, it's like I can trust her with my life and I know it's going to be good. But meeting someone for the first time is like, I don't have anything to go off of anyway. So I trust you anyway until you give me something not to trust you. And that's how I try to give people the benefit of the doubt first. Because if I feel I go into something and I don't trust you immediately, that kind of sets it up anyway. But
yeah,
but you kind of get vibes anyway. I'm a really good person when it comes to reading people, so I kind of know who I just go off of energy. Really,
you nailed it because the first time that we met, like you knew from the start that I was awesome. So yeah, I'll just tell you, your vibe radar is cracking, homie. No, but
no, you're actually great.
Go ahead and say it again. I want to hear it.
You great, Maxwell.
There it is. Before we put a pin on the conversation, I cannot not talk about the future and moving forward and what you're looking forward to most. I mean, here we are. Another year has like zipped by, which is crazy how fast time is moving. But let's hang on your most recent release, Say Goodbye, and then we'll start talking about what's coming up here in just a little bit. What is so special to you about this particular record?
Well, it's the first song that I'm like, it's the first like fun type of song that I truly love making and creating in the studio. And it was just like, I really wanted to just put out a song that you could dance to. It was like a positive kind of message. And that's really, truly what it was. I just wanted to create an Amapiano Afrobeat type song and just kind of see if I was able to do it. And Sam and I wrote that so quickly. It was crazy how fast we wrote it. And
really?
I was like, yeah, I was in Dubai at the time as well. And I was like, you know what? I should just record it here. we recorded it, and it's probably the fastest song I've ever released.
Wow, that's dope. But to just like to, I want to say to not think about it, but to not dwell on the thoughts and just to be in that energy where you're like, yo, I'm just feeling this right now. Let me release this. Exactly. Let me get that out. Yeah, like how that must have been like the coolest thing to have that be something that you created just without having to dwell on too much, right?
Exactly. No, it was. And as an artist, I've tried to let go of perfection because I feel like that really it held me back. But I know it holds a lot of artists back. It's just being such a perfectionist when it's like, people are not even going to care that much. Like, just release it. Yeah. And that's how I felt. And that's how I feel now, even with this other, like the other songs I'm creating. It's just don't try to make it so perfect that it never ends up even getting like released.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, cause then you're going to just beat yourself up over the tiniest little sound, the tiniest over, you know, flanger, the, you know, oh my gosh. And it's, yeah, as you said, then you're gonna just overthink it. Like we've been talking about this whole conversation, just let it be. Yeah. And in the world, I mean, the world is going to get this product that that's supposed to be who you are. And if you're, you know, you're not trying you know, to please somebody else, you're just doing what you want to do to please your own heart health. The rest of the world is going to gravitate towards it because it's truly who you are, you know?
100%. And that's what Say Goodbye was, really. It was like the start of, oh, okay, I'm not going to think too much about it. But I love the song so much anyway that I was just like, I want it to be out, you know? I want it to be out. It's like a fun dance record and I loved it. So that's more of the vibe I'm going for at the moment too, because I want to stay in that dancey type
kind of world,
feel good world. Yeah, I do. And Amapiano, I love that genre, and Afrobeat I've always loved. So, and I'm still trying to remain like pop, but I just wanted to trial and error some things. Like I just wanted to do what I love and put it out and see what sticks. And if somebody loves it, I love it anyway. So I'm just going to roll with that, you know?
There it goes.
And that's it.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, we got a little bit longer until it's 2024. I mean, you're clearly in the studio working your tail off, working your butt off. Where are the inspirations being drawn from for these next records that you got, these next songs that you're working on?
Ooh, life experience.
Yeah, word.
Always life experience. It's always life experience. And it's always me experiencing life now too, which I feel like I didn't really do in the past, but you know, I'm experiencing life a bit more. I'm traveling a bit more. So it's like I'm getting inspiration from a lot of different places, meeting a lot of different people. And
out in nature.
Same people out in nature, exactly. And also being inspired by the people in the studio as well. It's, you know, working with like some different artists as well. And, you know, there was a girl, Chai, we were in New Zealand together and she was making this beat. And I'm like, it just inspired me. I'm like, yo, I'm about to make my own beats.
Okay. Yo, that's fire right there.
It was so dope. It was so good, dope to be around. And it inspired me to kind of just learn how to even just do the basic things anyway. And we came out with a really, really dope song. And I'm so excited for it.
All I know is that if I don't get a text, if I don't get a DM to hear it first, girl, I'm on a plane to Dubai real quick.
Oh, don't you worry. Well, I probably won't text you just to get you out here.
I'm with that too. No, in all honesty, I mean, to have these kind of conversations with people who are true, genuine souls, that's what the Therapy Session podcast is all about, is getting to know what is inside as it radiates outward, and to catch this smile, this vibe, even through this weird technology thing that we didn't even know was a thing 3 years ago because of COVID, it's still a testament to who you are and to how you connect. And that's the thing that's really special about you. And that's why I think that we became instant friends when we first met, you know, years back, and how that's this friendship is going to continue to go. So I want to say on behalf of all of us at Happy Jack, on behalf of everyone who is a Nuri fan, we're a fan because you are who you are. And I know that's not going to change. I just want to say, just to say it, don't ever change it, because I'm going to have to shut this laptop real quick, dude. I don't want to have to do that. Right on.
Thank you. Honestly, thank you so much. That means so much to me. And you guys are all just the best. And that's why we are all friends. Like, it's just genuine people. I just love it so much. And I thank you guys honestly so much. I really needed this today. So it was good.
That's what a therapy session is here for, girl. We're here when you need it. Like, for real, for real. Like, anytime, any place. I'm going to leave you with just take care, stay blessed, continue to create from that genuine space. And when we meet in real life, the hug is going to be bigger than it was last time. Promise. All right.
Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Thank you. I appreciate you. God bless you.
You as well.
You all. All right.
Love you, Nuri. Take care.
You've been listening to Therapy Sessions, powered by Happy Jack Entertainment. Make sure you're subscribing to our podcast to be alerted when our next episode drops and when we continue the conversation. Speaking of conversation, if you like what you've heard and want to help us grow, all you got to do is leave a review. And if you feel like you want to take action and join the movement, well, just make sure to tag us at Happy Jack Entertainment on Instagram and hashtag Therapy Sessions Pod so we can join in as well.